The first generation took part in the revolution very young. It was completely acceptable. Young, they have energy, they can change so quickly more than the middle age. On the other hand, the middle age part of Iran, in some aspects, they were a little bit suspicious to what were going to happen. On those days, I do remember, for example, my father was saying that anything happen in any part of the world, London is doing that. You know, they were thinking that on the backstage is the diplomatic movement from England. They are doing this or doing that. And it didn't take so long that they realized that no, it's not the case. It's a slum, and it's coming completely through the heart of the people. I know a lot of elderly ladies, they had problem with their health. And if you were telling them and asking them to go there for walking, they wouldn't go out there, for example, for shopping or whatever. But if they knew that, for example, tomorrow is going to have a demonstration and they should walk, for example, for 5 or 6 hours, they prepare themselves. They put some oil on their feet, they massage their feet, they wear some medical socks or whatever, so they could take part and participate in the demonstration. So in the first stage, perhaps it was demonstration, but after perhaps a couple of months, you couldn't recognize who is the first and who is the second.